everyone, and welcome to this week's 100th episode of News of the North. It's November 28th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, the man, the legend, the outstanding Antoine Bergeron.
So, after 100, you're adding more names?
Well, yeah.
More adjectives?
You're a man that deserves titles.
I'm not sure.
Hey, the show wouldn't exist without you, Antoine, so...
Wouldn't exist without you either, so...
I'm gonna give you all the problems. That's not true. Steve's been replacing me. He's a good substitute co-host. I've been listening. You guys are getting your rhythm. So, 100 episodes.
Yeah, 2 years of news research, and that's, standalone news research, because we were doing it for the main show before.
Part of the main show. Back when we did a main show, yeah.
But yeah, it's the 100th episode, and it's also the 2 years right today at the recording time. It's been 2 years we've been doing it. We're taking just a couple of weeks break during the holidays, and that's it.
That's crazy.
Raising every week on Tuesdays with some slight exception. I think we're off a day once a year.
Yeah, usually. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as I've said in the past, it's always a pleasure doing this with you, Antoine, because you do most of the work. It's just two of us, so editing is a breeze. I really like the new show because it keeps me in touch with a lot of stuff, because I don't have time to look up things. So I see a lot of really cool stuff, and a lot of stuff that makes me sad because I can never do it justice when I paint. But overall, it's a lot of neat stuff we come by. You've broadened my miniature horizons, Antoine.
Thank you. I'll close with that.
There you go. All right. Also, I think you have a little something you want to talk about there.
Yes, we have started a contest for Westphalia miniatures in the main show a while back, but as we're having some problems raising the main show in a timely manner, we will closing the contest from the news show. So for people who are interested, all you have to do is go to the Westphalia Miniatures website, which is westphaliaminiatures.com. Pick your favorite miniatures there and let us know in any of our social medias or email. So listen to the end of the show and you'll find it, or just go to our website, geeksarenup.com, and you'll have all the links to our social medias and email. And let us know which minis you prefer. You have until Saturday, December 2nd at 23 hours, 59.
At midnight.
At midnight, yeah. I find always strange because midnight is midnight is the start of the following day.
It's okay. We can give them the 1 minute extension.
At the end of the day. So Saturday, December 2nd, end of the day. You have until then, and we will be making the draw. Is it the right one?
Yeah, it's a drawing. Yep.
Yeah, make the drawing of the winners, which is two miniatures, one of their elfman swordsman, and their winter paladin, their winter female paladin.
Is very cool.
Yeah, both are cool miniatures. Paul has the winter paladin in his hand. Well, a second copy. And I have the one that will be sent to our winner. The contest is open to any listener. We'll cover the shipping. So wherever you listen to us from, you can enter. So you have 1 week, and that's it.
There you go. All right. So let's get this news started. And first up this week, we have a company we've seen a lot from recently. Black Sun Miniatures, Blood for the Black Sun on pre-order.
So this is not just a single mini, it's a big diorama, and it's a bigger scale diorama. The scale is 75 millimeters, so it's a pretty big piece. We don't see those often. It's an undergoing sacrifice with a barbarian trying to save the damsel in distress. I think that's the right way to say it.
It's totally a priestess of something or other sacrificing a beautiful damsel with not Conan saving her.
Yeah. That's about it.
Exactly. So this is on pre-order, like I said. So it's going right now for 115 British pounds.
Yeah, right now.
Regular price will be 135 British pounds. So it's a pretty decent savings.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know if we have a pre-order date, like, until.
I don't have the until, but it will start shipping in the middle of January. So it will probably stop a bit before that.
Yeah, and it seems to be free worldwide shipping on any order over 100 pounds. So I'm assuming this qualifies. It says it does. So there you go.
Yes.
All right. Next up, TT Combat. Black Friday week exclusive miniatures.
So this, if you are interested in those two models, which we'll mention right after, you have until December 1st. So they are only available for this week. So you don't have much time. The two models are Monday the Cyber Gut and Boy Friday the Pit Fighter, which are not at all two models for the Goliath and Escher gang for Necromunda that just released.
That is true. They are totally not that at all. Yep.
No, I really like the Monday, the girl one.
Yeah, the Escher?
Yeah.
I mean, the not Escher?
Yeah, the not Escher. But anyway, I prefer the Escher in the new Necromunda box look anyway. So it fits that I like her better.
You know, I haven't even looked at the new Necromunda miniatures.
Ah, yeah. They're a different style.
Well, I mean, they have to be a more up-to-date style than they previously did, right?
And I've not mentioned it, but the I'll just pause the news right now. And they've just previewed the new Orlok gang. So the third gang has been previewed this week.
Oh, nice.
By Game Workshop and under Warhammer community site.
Yeah, I'm so out of touch with Games Workshop. It's kind of scary. But yeah, cool models, definitely, if you're going to do that Necromunda, which I know a lot of people are. So
mm-hmm. You only have 1 week and they are £7 each.
So,
and also if exactly you do big expensive orders, 100 pound or more, which is quite a lot, but TT Combat does a lot of MDF terrain, so it's probably not that hard to get to that amount. You get one of those for free.
Not to mention they do relics.
Yeah, they do relics now, but I don't see those two models fit with relics.
No, but it's always a good time to start relics.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Next up, Warlord Games, the GB Hornet Medium Walker, and the British Automated Carrier.
Yeah, so those two models are for the British. The first one is a new variant on their regular Walker. It's kind of dull looking, I find.
Well, it's very military functional.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot going on. No jetpack, no big light, or no crazy weapon. So
exactly. It's got a few machine guns poking out of the front of it. And that's really about it.
Yeah. He's available for $48 US. Or the other release, the British Automated Carrier, I liked a lot more. So the British have automatons, walking automatons, that they use on the battlefield. And they've started tying with using automated vehicles. So it's really a tiny carrier that they've been able to cut the crew in half, which is pretty real because they're only using the parts of the automaton that's required to save space. So you have a tiny carrier with a giant cannon that regular humans couldn't crew because it's too much noise, too much recoil. There wouldn't be space for the ammunition and stuff like that. So it's a really automated heavy machine gun carrier.
Yeah, I like the automatons too. They're very, like, you know, they're very 1950s sci-fi looking.
Yeah.
And I especially like the helmets, the, I guess they're World War One style helmets on them. They're pretty cool. And that's $35 US. That's not so bad. That walker, how big is that walker, do we know? And what is that kit? Because that seems a little pricey for that at $48 US. Oh, it's metal and resin. There you go. That explains everything. All right. As we say in Quebec, suivant next. Privateer Press, War Machine and Hordes, new releases. So, one of these I thought was never going to exist.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That is a fabled release. That model should have been out for years now, I think.
Yes.
And so we have finally the Revelator, which is the second Protectorate of Minot Colossal. Finally.
Yeah, he looks very protector of Menothi.
Yeah. The two giant flamers on his shoulders are going to incinerate a lot of infidels.
Yep. It's a cool looking model. It really is.
Yeah.
But that the rules for that model came out, what, 4 years ago?
Not that much. The second Colossals have not been out for 4 years.
No, the rules, I said. The Colossals came after the rules did. Like the physical models were delayed. Yeah, but
that's the second version.
Is it?
And the second version came out a lot later.
Well, they were announced at TempleCon.
Yeah. But those were the initial
Colossal. Not last year. Year before. No. The second ones. So it would have been in the TempleCon that was at the beginning of 2016 was when they were previewed that they were coming. And I think they were in the rulebook later on that year. So it's two and a half years or so in the making.
Still not four.
Still. Yeah, no, I was thinking you're right. Still, it's a long time.
Still a long time for a model that's supposed to be out.
Yeah.
After that, we have two units for Signar, which those have not been waiting for long in the warehouse. The CID have been completed earlier this year, and they're already out. So the first one are the Combat Engineers, and the second one is the first new structure, the Trencher Blockhouse.
Yeah.
That comes with two trench pieces of terrain also.
Are those the typical Privateer Press trench pieces?
I don't know.
Because I think Privateer Press has like a trench.
Yeah, they have a trench network or trench elements that you can buy. I don't know if it's some of those that come in the same box. It could be.
But I saw someone making a funny joke about how they weren't sure if they were going to get through the assembly.
Yeah.
Because it's all like essentially one piece with a flag and a cannon barrel or whatever. Yep,
that's it.
It's cool looking. It looks very appropriate. I don't know how gameplay, like I don't know if people will play with it, but it's a cool looking model.
Mm-hmm. Seems more something that for special scenarios than the regular way War Machine is played. It seems strange that you're always fighting in the middle of nowhere and now there's a building there. Why?
I guess it gives you recursion, it spawns some trenchers. I don't know.
Oh yeah, it fits. I don't mind the rules. It's the fluff reason for it to be there.
Yeah, it seems out of place.
Especially when there's going to be two structures, like structures, opponent structures. Why have they built them so close to each other? Yeah, like they were at peace for a long time and now we just started the war. I don't know. I find that strange.
They're dropped from space.
Sure.
It's like Dawn of War, right? The drop pod just comes in, crashes into the planet, and the building sprouts up. That's the way.
Yep, that's probably it.
Wait, wrong game.
Yeah. and lastly, two releases for the Trollbloods. Those two are for the new Norkins. So the first one is Valka Curseborn, Chieftain of the Norks, the most Viking Trollblood ever. And yeah, he looks amazing. Really, really cool. And after that, you have an amazing unit, which are the Norkin Raiders. If it wasn't for the cost of that unit, I would buy one right now.
Is it expensive?
Oh, yeah. They're all metal and resin, so it's $85 US, over 100 something Canadian for a like regular 10-man unit.
Ow.
Yeah, they didn't want to do them in plastic because they're troll. It's a lot. They probably won't sell enough, so... They cost more than a full Long Rider cavalry unit. But that's the standard price for full infantry that are not metal for troll. That are not plastic for troll. It's just that now that they switch a lot of those to plastic, those stand out a lot more.
Yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah. Really brutal. And that's it for this week's for Privateer Press.
Yep. Next up. Puppets War, Warp Jetbiker.
The name says it all. If you're into 40K, you know that that's a jetbike proxy or alternate models for your Eldars. Or maybe your Dark Eldar if you're less into a Spike and Skull, because those are pretty clean.
Yeah, it's... I'm not sure how I feel. Usually I really love Puppets War stuff. I'm not sure how we feel about these.
Yeah, I like those less than other stuff they've been releasing.
They're a little too plain looking, I think. Mm-hmm. Like they don't catch me.
But a version.
Yeah, and at
their regular price is €12, but you can also get a 5-pack for 50. So you save €2 each. And right now they're reduced by 15%. I don't know if it's just for the Black Friday or for the first few weeks as they are releases, the new releases. But if you want to save some bucks, get the big pack soon, and it's almost 30% off. So,
absolutely. All right. What's next? Beyond miniatures. Uruk and Kuru.
Yeah, that's misleading. You have two names there, but that's because it's a Netten. So a two-headed giant or two-headed ogre.
Yeah, and Chaos Giant.
It looks cool. Really, really well sculpted. Lots of detail. Yes. The giants look to have too much fun causing havoc.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice model. Lots of nice details.
So it's a 60mm figure. So it probably fits like a gaming size, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think it's really supposed to be. Well, 60mm seems a bit small for a giant for Age of Sigmar or fantasy. So I'm not sure what it's supposed to be proxying, or if it's just.
Maybe a character.
Just a miniature because. Yeah. But it looks really cool. It's super well done. You don't see a lot of Ettins, so. It's quite nice.
So.
And it's pretty affordable. €37 for a 60mm model of that detail level? That seems pretty reasonable for what it is.
It does.
Right. Next up. Broken Toad, Angel and Salt, Agat, and Beyond.
Yeah, Paul didn't slip there. The name of the last model is And Beyond. So there's no two. He didn't. How do you say bégayer?
I didn't stutter. Yeah.
Stutter, yeah. There was no stutter there. Okay, first one, Angel and Salt. That's a Guild Ball Association, a Steam Forge combined release for Broken Toad. So it's a bust of Angel carrying a really vicious-looking salt in her hand. It's a 1/10 scale piece that's about 75mm high.
I don't know if you noticed, but Salt has a pierced ear, at least one.
Yeah, that's not enough for me. Like, where is the bandage leather stuff?
He's not on the model, Antoine. It's only in the artwork that he's got the bondage gear on.
Yeah, but he should have it.
This is a family-friendly otter.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Look at it. It looks really family-friendly for sure. It's going to rip your family-friendly fun there.
It's smiling. Yeah. It's a nice bust. A salt kind of looks strange for me. I would have preferred a cute and cuddly salt as opposed to a vicious feral salt. Aside from that, the details look quite nice. They're quite sharp.
Yep.
And what's his price point? £40 for a 1/10 scale 75mm tall bust. I think it's pretty much in line with what we see from other people.
Yeah, so. Usually. It's about there.
Yeah.
Next, we have Agat, which is from their Guardian of Argo line. This is not a bust. It's a full-size miniature in 1/24 scale, so about 75mm tall. So the same size as Angel, but it's a full miniature figure. Instead of being just the upper torso and up. It's a sci-fi warrior?
Yeah, he makes me think of... an Inquisitor from... Give me a second. Star Wars Rebels. Huh? I don't know if that's what he's based on, but that's what he makes me think of. The armor and stuff. The weapon is different, but the...
There is an alternate end. If you go through the pictures, you'll see there's a kind of respirator head mask later in the picture. So if you want either the bear head or not.
Kind of even seals the deal. I don't know if that's what it is, but
looks like
that,
it.
the weapons off is very, very different, obviously, but it mm-hmm. looks cool.
And the last one is And Beyond. So this is another bust of like sci-fi religious warrior, maybe?
Yeah, it looks like some sort of sci-fi holy knight. Or maybe not even sci-fi. It's hard to... Oh, it looks
yeah, with the small holes on the color of the piece, which looks like a, almost a, like a helmet joint. Or
yeah.
Not too sure.
It's looks interesting.
Too detailed to be just a regular plating.
Yeah, and he's got like something going on for his abdomen there. Like, some sort of futuristic holy knight.
Yeah. It's a bust, as we mentioned. It's in 1/10 scale and is about 60 meter tall. He's a bit shorter than Angelina Salt, and the price goes with it. It's a bit smaller, too. It's £30 instead of 40.
Yeah, I don't know if we mentioned the price for Agat. And he,
I think we skipped down. That's true.
Yeah, so Agat, the previous model we talked about, the 75 millimeter tall single figure, is £35. And Beyond being £30. So that's everything from Broken Toad. And last in the non-Kickstarter news, we have Black Veil Models, Priya.
I really like her. She's a sci-fi warrior. She makes me think of the Edge of Tomorrow battle suit.
Maybe influenced by that, yep.
Yeah. Influence might be a...
not I said nothing.
So, but I like the cover. So... giant battlesuit with the gun on one end and the far too big sword on the other one. Well, it's a bigger model, so it's 75 meter tall.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a sword, it might as well be oversized, Antoine.
Well, she has the exoframe to carry it. So,
that's right.
And use it. That's good. this one is a bit cheaper than the Broken Toad stuff. It's 40 euros.
Well, actually, that makes it more expensive than the same figure size from Broken Toad. That was 35 euros.
No, 35 pounds.
You are right. Why do I even try? I don't know why
never
the euro
do
pounds thing is so.
Never
like...
do maths life.
It's not even math. For some reason, I always get the conversions confused and which one's better for us. So I was like, obviously 35 pounds is cheaper than 40 euros, but that's totally not the way it is. So I said nothing.
Well, as the pounds goes down, maybe it will.
It will yeah.
Come close.
I'm just going to shut up now. You can just do the show by yourself. You don't even need me.
Oh, no, that's not true.
I just do the sound editing. Yeah, I really like this model. And 40 euros figures in high quality resin is not a toy. Whew, glad to know that. It's curious. There's no shipping cost listed. I guess you just pay whatever they decide to charge for shipping.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. Pretty short list this week. First up, we have Thunderchild Miniatures, Radtown Returns, Post-Apocalyptic Scenery and Critters.
So this is a range of terrain, 35 meters scaled, for Wasteland, the game of desperate conflict in the desolate future. So, I don't know if we've talked about Wasteland before. I know I've seen it online a lot. I've seen the miniatures. This is a line of terrain and, like, strange aliens.
I like the animals. Different. The mutated cows. The
yeah,
mutants.
The mutants. Yeah, I like them. Some of, like, the... They have what they call creature feature comforts, which is just a destroyed divan.
Couch,
yeah, destroyed couch. An unexploded bomb on the ground that can probably explode in a scenario if you lay fire around or whatever.
Yeah, the giant radioactive bugs, just a lot of weird looking stuff. Yeah.
There's a crashed UFO.
Yeah, I like that. The waste from space. I thought that was pretty cute. Yeah, so there's a lot of strange, fun stuff here. It's worth taking a look at just for the names of things.
Yes.
So, what do we got here? And the pledges start at £8 for a small scenic set and work their way up from there. All right, so this is a Canadian Kickstarter.
No, that's the new feature of Kickstarter. So,
oh, it converts automatically to your regional?
Yeah, just over around the dollar symbol on the right, and you'll have the original currency.
Right, so they were looking for £1,000, and they're currently at £1,999. So they have completely funded with six... You've got a funny look on your face, Antoine. Is everything okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, you're grinning like you're grinning like, haha, Paul screwed up, and he doesn't realize it yet.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I just find the 199, like, you could have said 2,000.
I was just reading, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Remember that don't do math live? Don't round numbers live either, right?
Okay.
So
that's fine.
All to say, they're fully funded with 6 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should be complete on December 3rd, 2017. Next up, Roll Jordan, Raptors Lizardmen Team Fantasy Football Miniatures.
The title says it all. Yep, after that, you just have to look at the minis if you like them. It's a proxy team of Lizardmen for Blood Bowl or any other fantasy football games out there. I don't really know if any of them is really used.
I have to say, of all the proxy teams we've done in a long time, these are currently my favorite.
Yeah, you like the skinks.
I really, it's not just the skinks. I like the Aztec looking like linebackers with like the creative bone helmets and the, you know, I think they look really cool. And I like the fact there's lots of different poses.
I find the bigger one, the sorceresses, static. I like the detail on them, but they seem static compared to other proxy stuff we've seen before. Yeah, I couldn't say that the skinks are static, but the sorcerers are.
They do look a little bit more static, but I do like the fact there's six different models.
Yes.
So, and that's usually where a lot of people cheap out, right? You get three sculpts and they just duplicate them a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the fact that you've got six distinct models. I think they look nice. The poses are more static. That's probably to fit on the base size.
Yeah, so that there's no overhang and it plays better.
Yeah, that would be my guess. Whereas the skinks are smaller, so they had more room. I love the skink that's doing the victory kneel or whatever you call that. And the running skinks. Even the running skinks look hilarious.
Yeah. Or the one that seems to be... I'm not sure of the name, but your knuckles when you...
Cracking
the knuckles. Yeah.
Yeah.
As if he's going to hurt anybody.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's pretty awesome. All right, so, and what's this team start at? Full team, 49 euros. So that's not so bad. They are looking for 4,500 euros is the goal. They're currently at 3,287 euros. So they're not quite there yet. There's still 8 days left to go on this Kickstarter. And if it reaches its funding goal, it'll be complete on Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. If you have a lizard fetish, check it out. All right. And last but not least, Antoine's pick of the show.
And I must be honest, you just talked about a fetish. That's more of a duck fetish for our friend Mike. that's a Kickstarter for you, Mr. Epic Duck.
Yes, exactly. So Star Hat Miniatures, Ducks Lost in the Dungeon of Doom, Quack Keep.
Just the name.
Yeah.
So... they do RPGs and miniature Kickstarter. That's their fourth one. And this time they are adventuring into Quack Keep. So what you have are a bunch of duck adventurers in all kind of stereotypical archetypes for adventure, knights, wizard, everything. And it
I thought
also
you were
going to
say stereotypical archetypes for ducks.
Yeah, no, not really. The only one that comes to me is a drinking duck on the couch.
Yeah, that duck wizard looks awesome.
And the Kickstarter also come with the RPG module to use those in.
And this looks like this was in New Zealand.
Yep.
So what do we got here? So for 15 New Zealand dollars, you get the module for Quack Keep as PDF. For 25 New Zealand dollars, you get a duck and the PDF. For 59 New Zealand dollars, you get 5 ducks in the PDF. Wow.
And other than that, get the, because there's 5 original ducks, and as the Kickstarter is going on, they are unlocking different ducks.
Oh my God, the Odin duck, called O-Duck.
Yeah.
But he's Odin. That's hilarious.
I like the Mother Anna.
The Quack Knight. Oh, jeez. So funny.
Yeah.
Full color GM screen. These are so cute. Okay, I'm going to stop looking at Father Quack.
Or the Glenfiddich.
Froduck. Froduck.
The drinking duck. The Glenfiddich.
Yeah, the drinking duck. But Froduck, you know, the Frodo one. Oh my God. This is hilarious. The Grey Moulter as opposed to the Grey Mauser. Man, okay. Scroll back up here. Let's get to the numbers. Apparently, we're not the only ones that find this horribly amusing.
No, we're not.
So they were looking horribly amusing. Does that even make sense? Terribly amusing? I don't know. I don't know what I was trying to say. Anyway, so they were looking for 1,000 New Zealand dollars. They're at nearly 10,000 New Zealand dollars. See, I rounded there, Antoine.
Yes.
With 13 days left to go. So this is totally funded. And there's no stopping it now. And it'll be complete on Sunday, December 10th, 2017. And that wraps it up for 100th episode, Antoine.
It does. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Here's to 100 more, sir.
Yeah. It's only 2 years, contrary to the main show, so.
On that note, I guess I'll see you next week, Antoine.
Yes. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Geeky Voyage, a geek and pop culture blog that explores a variety of fandoms and many pop culture favorites from film, television, music, and various other topics, with liberal doses of humor, quirky musings, and heavy fangirling thrown in. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.